Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
All right, so we are lucky enough to be able to have a chat with one of the funniest women I've ever had the chance to hang out with and talk to, Lisa.
Oh, absolutely.
Lisa Lampanelli.
And here is our, we talked with her on our other show yesterday morning, and she's so good, we figured we'd share it with you guys. So here is comedian Lisa Lampanelli.
Oh, my God, it hurts so good to talk to you two bastards again.
Are you calling us to tell us that at one time in band camp, you were sexually harassed by a counselor? Is that what this is?
No, but Donald Trump on The Celebrity Apprentice attempted to grab me by the you-know-what.
Oh.
Did she? That would be funny if he did.
Luckily, my penis and balls got in the way.
So you don't have a hashtag Me Too story?
Well, no, here's the problem. Now, I don't blame these women because it wasn't their fault. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, I feel virtually ignored right now. And yeah, while that's super lucky on my part, what's it saying about me? I think it's saying I'm always been decent enough looking to get a fat, ugly boyfriend, but not to sexually harass, and I don't like it.
Right.
So you're complaining you haven't been sexually harassed.
Well, you know, again, I'm sure it's horrible, but shouldn't someone get to decide for themselves? Wait, hold on. I'm going to shut off my alarm. See, I put on an alarm to call you 3 minutes late. Hold on.
Oh,
please.
That's great.
Cut this out of the broadcast.
But why do you set it for 3 minutes late, just out of curiosity?
Because I want to keep you begging for it. There, I've shut it off now, and we're all set. Very good.
Now, are you meaning for us to believe that you have never been harassed by any guy, including a man of color?
I was doing the harassing. Are you kidding me?
Right.
The closest I got to being sexually harassed was, and I'm not kidding, and I'm not saying this in jest, I was presenting an award at the New Now Next Awards for the Logo Network, and boy, was that a highly attended event by the gays.
Right.
So I knew it was a safe environment because all the dudes, you know, what are the dudes going to do? They ain't going to stick it in me.
Right.
So guess what? Guess who comes up to accept her award and grab my boobs? I was highly offended.
Who?
Carrie Fisher.
Oh really?
Right.
God rest her soul. She grabbed with both hands. And honestly, I did feel a little violated and weirded out because she wasn't hot anymore.
Right.
So then when she was leaving the stage, I figured I'd get her back and I grabbed her ass. Dude, I love Carrie Fisher. But boy, what a doughy ass this broad had.
Doughy? So
I think doughy as F. So I have this to say, ladies out there and men too, if you've been sexually harassed, come out. Tell people about it. Get the person in trouble. Don't try to retaliate because it backfired on me. It'll backfire on you too.
Hey, did she was probably feeling you up, see if you had any coke in your bra, you know?
You're probably right, and I didn't because guess what? I would have been so skinny all those years
right. If
I had just done the coke. I mean, I had tried before this surgery. You know, by the way, I've kept my weight off for 5 years.
Good for you.
Pretty impressed by that.
Right.
Well,
I tried everything to lose weight, as you know. You know, I tried the speed, and it only made me eat faster, so it's really terrible.
Did you? You tried those weight loss pills that make you feel like you smoked crack?
Yeah, but let me tell you something, maybe for a day, but I'm so bad with drugs and alcohol. Like, I've never been a drinker or a pill popper, but I'll tell you what, because I don't like feeling out of control, so that kind of stuff lasted for a day. I remember when I got my weight loss surgery, they give you a prescription for Oxycontin afterwards.
Mm. Right.
Dude, I didn't even take one, because I go, I bet I get addicted.
I'm the same way.
You know, I killed 5 people on Law & Order Special Victim Unit.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I had spinal fusion surgery over the summer, and though they gave me the prescription for them, and I wouldn't take them. I would not take them. They scare the hell out of me.
Because I know your personality.
Right.
You would be a real douchebag. Okay, you are already, but in the drug world, you'd be even worse, and you'd be sucking a D.
Right.
For Oxy money.
You're not necessarily wrong.
We gotta do what we gotta do, right?
Right. Right. At least, at least when the money runs out, you know? Did you ever end up with your own show on Sirius?
No, I did a bunch of specials on Howard 101.
Right.
And I don't take any blame for this. They reformatted the station, and I do not blame myself.
Right.
I also don't blame myself for the fact that when I did a movie called Drill Bit Taylor with, Owen Wilson, he tried to kill himself. Right. I don't take blame for that either.
Hey, that was the same time? Oh, no.
I have a feeling...
Yeah, these things happen a lot to me.
I have a feeling you're not going to want to answer this, but I'll ask it anyway. Are you one of the comedians that have kind of been left out to dry from Howard? Because, there's a lot of them.
No, I was on about a year ago.
Right.
And it was fantastic.
Okay.
I mean, I was on probably the longest I've ever been on. Like, the segment was about 45 to 50 minutes.
Oh, nice.
And we, oh, my God, it was a blast. And honestly, the gift bag I got, dude.
Mm.
He gives out gift bags to guests?
Oh, my God. Dude, okay, I'll tell the truth. I'll tell the secret. There's lots of good stuff in it, but the two big things I remember, which are phenomenal, he gave me a set of headphones, and they're this big high-end brand that I never heard of, and then I looked them up online because they're in leather. They're leather. They're gorgeous. Mm. I looked these up to try to sell them, Over $500 for headphones.
Wow.
What else was in the bag? I want to know everything.
No, the other thing I remember was this was big, too. Sonos, system that they do for home? You get to call Gary, and Gary will get the guy to come to your house and wire your house for Sonos.
Oh, that's so cool.
Are you serious?
You're telling me. Guess what? I hate music, so I didn't even bother doing it. I still have the certificate, so if you want it, he could come to your house.
She hates music.
You think they'll 1099 you?
I'm evil.
You think they'll 1099 you at the end?
I hope so. But you know what? I got to claim all, but I'm very honest. I don't want to get sexually harassed by my accountant.
You're not claiming a set of headphones and a Sonos system. No way.
Of course not. Of course not. It's a gift.
It's a gift.
Have there been comics banned from the show?
Well, you'll hear. Obviously, Artie's got a grudge, but Gilbert doesn't go on anymore.
Huh.
And there's a little bit of a long line of comics that are saying that they, since the show was changed, that they haven't been invited back. Now, I don't know how true it is.
Well, maybe change the show a little
bit. I just go from what I hear in some of the podcasts or what I see in the articles and stuff like that.
You know what I think, too? I think we all just grow as performers.
Right.
And I got lucky enough that somehow I was under the wire where I emailed Gary and he was like, sure, let me figure it out. And within literally, he always was, I'll email you later this afternoon and it always comes through. Now, am I some big celebrity? No. I think it was just like, you know what? They like me. I like them. But here's the good thing about me. I don't abuse the privilege.
Right.
As I told you, I was on over a year ago. Until I have something huge going on, I'm not going to harass them again.
Right.
And
that's the
chances
key.
Are, if they say no, you can't take it personally. This is why I fire opening acts every 3 years or so.
Do you really?
Don't let them get, you know what? They annoy me. And also, I want the audience to see a new act,
Yeah, you're right.
So, when I'm coming out to Westbury or whatever the hell it's called this time.
Right.
What is it called, by the way?
NYCB Theater at Westbury.
Right. Get it right.
All right, I don't like that, but I'm going to come out anyway.
As long as the check clears, what do you
care? That's right. Well, last time I was there, I think I had a straight guy. Now I got a homosexual.
That's
so
true.
I said, you know what? This way they see a little 20 minutes of some new homo.
What do you do when you have 2.5 months off? You travel? Are you...
I hate other countries. I don't approve of them at all. I enjoy sitting. I like to sit. I have a house in Connecticut, and I sit there, and I look at the water,
right.
And I don't mean the ocean. I look at my tub, and I watch my back. I do sit at the ocean. I have a house there, and it's really just peaceful and nice. Mm. It's not too elaborate. My dog hangs out with me. I have the gayest lifestyle. I don't mean the good gay way.
Right.
Like, it's so boring. I have game night once a week for my mother because she's 80-something years old and I want her house in the will.
Okay.
I do, like, I have a dinner with a friend maybe.
Yeah.
Right now I'm heading up, you're going to laugh at this, to a yoga retreat for a week so I can learn how to wear pants that don't have a zipper.
I was going to say, don't you have, like, a Zen den in Arizona or something?
I sold it because I wasn't getting out to Arizona. I found the same type of place in upstate Massachusetts, so that's where I'm driving right now. I'm calling you from a truck stop on the way to
Is it that place in the Berkshires? What the hell's the name of it?
Kripalu.
Okay, yeah. Look at you. You're going to get, like, you don't even smoke pot or anything, so you're just going to go sit there, do yoga, and fart in front of other people? Because that's what happens.
I learned who invented yoga, a gay guy who wanted to learn how to do his own thing for himself.
Right. Have you ever done yoga before?
No. I go to this place that's a yoga retreat, and I never end up going to yoga class. I just kind of
read
or, I sound so queer right now, journal and just reflect on my thoughts.
Right. Jesus.
Who is this?
By the way, you've just pointed out what a horrible 3 months this has been.
Right. What I'm thinking is, if you ever just told, like, what you just said to us, if you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said the same things, you would punch and break the mirror.
Oh, absolutely. But I told myself to be real on the phone with you. I'm not going to lie to you.
I got you.
I'll admit, all I do is check out the other women to make sure, like, they're not skinnier than me, and we're okay.
Is that still a thing for you? You don't compare yourself to other people, do you?
Constantly, but not physically, just emotionally. Like now I'm such a hot piece of ass at 56. I look terrific. I got the blue hair I'm rocking. I'm gorgeous. But emotionally, I don't feel I'm as sound as I could be, and everybody in my friends and family circle will testify to that, because I've been yelling at people again, even though I wasn't supposed to yell at people anymore, so I had to go back to the shrink.
I went on medication for that.
Did you?
I had no choice. I almost hopped over the desk and killed somebody.
Listen,
at work.
I fully support both those things, medication and hopping over the desk and killing somebody.
Right. But
now tell me, what are you on? Which med?
It's called Lamotrigine. And it's like it's a mood stabilizer, but they use it for like seizures and stuff like that. But it's also a mood stabilizer.
Hmm.
So I still have like a fuse, but it's a little bit longer than it used to be, you know.
Great.
So I don't reach red levels as quickly as I was, because
DEFCON 4.
It was getting bad.
Wow.
It was getting bad, and I recognized it, and I had to go take care of it. No,
there you go.
Does it suck to be on medication? Yeah.
Does it?
I don't like it. You know why? Because it makes me feel weak. And I know it shouldn't, but it's mental stuff. You know, it's got the whole stigma to it. It sucks.
Well, listen, here's what you're doing by mentioning on the air. You're saying, which I love, that, hey, me too.
Right.
I have to do this. I took care of myself. I didn't want to get fired from my job or kill somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, then everybody's on Law & Order Special Rape Show. It's so good.
You know what?
I think it's honestly a brave thing to take care of yourself. People said the same thing or thought the same thing about weight loss surgery. They're like, it's for weak people. Well, guess what? It's hard keeping it off 5 years, so I proved that it is difficult, but I still could do it. So you know what? Don't make any apologies. If you're a weak-ass little bitch who needs medication, stop
is your vagina getting any visitation lately? Last time we spoke, you were off the D.
Celibate. Yep, still celibate.
Wow.
4.5 years, almost 5 years now.
My goodness.
Oh, my God.
I just am not compelled. Like, there's no one I see that makes the loins want to wake up.
Right.
So I figure that'll happen when it's supposed to happen, too. But I don't miss it at all. I'm just like, ugh,
you
God, I need another
really?
PCI.
You don't even play with yourself?
Oh,
nothing?
Boy.
Never. I have such terrible down-unders that I gave myself urinary tract infection. Terrible. When I gave myself that stiff neck, I said, this is enough.
Isn't it God's little trick? He gives you that area that when full can make you feel like amazing, but also when it's done is going to make you put you in pain because of the UTIs. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, dude, because they're chronic in a lot of people's families. Like, I found out it's genetic a lot of the time.
Oh.
And did you know that UTIs actually make you, like, more of a mental case? Like, if you literally get a UTI and it goes untreated, you become, like, crazy. So now I know why my mother was such a raging C-word for half my life.
You know what else does that? Syphilis. No kidding.
Yeah, I have syphilis.
You might. You might. It causes insanity. No. Yeah, it does.
Pretty good.
How'd your show end up? Your one-woman show?
It was good, dude. It tired me out. I was just thinking to myself, do I ever want to do that again? Because it was literally 8 shows a week. I thought I was going to die. And people who have regular jobs, I know you're all thinking, oh, wow, you have to be at a theater for 3 hours.
Right.
Dude, for somebody who's used to 2 hours a week of work,
right.
I couldn't take it anymore. That's why my temper started going back up, and now I have to go on that Lexa crap you're on.
Oh, you're going on Lexapro?
No, the one you just mentioned.
Lamotrigine? Yeah. You should give it a shot.
Maybe I should go on that, because I started yelling at cast members.
Yeah.
I started giving orders and stuff. Once I screamed at the audience. I mean, it's a play, dude. It's not stand-up comedy. So I was getting away with murder. Mm. And I said, I don't know if I want to do a show anymore because, like, if I do a second play, I may literally go insane and be in your situation where you're, like, jumping across a desk and raping someone.
If you listen.
He did not say that.
If you, honestly, though, if you're interested and you want some information, you can call me off the air and I'll give you
all the personal details.
I'll give you the personal stuff because it's.
I'm joking, of course. I'm a comedian and I'm not a weak ass little bitch. Did I mention that?
I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to kick your ass when you blue head.
Thanks. And I got to be honest with you. I think I probably told you this and you know I mean it. Is I rarely get an email about calling somebody that I actually go, oh, good, I like them. And I did that with you guys.
You're such a liar.
No, she's not.
She's a liar. She's lying. Her vagina is not 4 years dusty. She's lying about this. She's lying.
Five years.
I seriously mean it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lisa.
We'll talk to you soon.
Safe drive.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. That is Lisa Lampanelli. Always fun to talk to her. She's just a blast every time. Coming up after 1:30, the top 10 list, where you guess what's on the top 10. Try to win the bounty prizes in there, too. Drew Garabo live at 2. We're live in the Tampa studios and ready to go to Not So Live Gig 3 tonight at the Mahaffey Theater. And we hope you guys are there, too. If you don't have tickets, come on up. Get them at the door. Come say hello. Doors open at 7. All the details on themorningonline.com.
I got to be honest with you. I think if you plug gigs for our Long Island show, the way you plug them here, they probably name the studio after you.
What are you talking about? We'll be right back. Get up around 7. Get out of bed around 9. And I don't worry about nothing, no, because one is a waste of my time. No, usually starts around 7. We all around 9. Get off.
Roger and GP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.